Have you ever received or given a gift, but the outside of the gift, maybe it's the shape, or maybe it's how it feels, or how much it weighs, this gift on the outside, it appears to be one thing, but when you or whoever receives it opens it, it ends up being something completely different. One Christmas, I was shopping, or before Christmas, getting ready for Christmas, shopping at Kohl's in Duluth. And they had these boxes that you could buy. And the boxes were they're just gift boxes that you put the actual gift in, but the outside of the box advertised something just absolutely ridiculous. It was meant to be add a little joke that personally, why am I getting this? And it ends up being something else. I got a box for my dad, and the box advertised a fish cam, which you would strap to the fish. I don't know how you catch the fish in the first place to put the cam on there, but you would strap it to the fish, and then you let the fish swim around, and then it would send an image to your phone so that you could see what the fish was seeing. It also said it had an added application that you could put it to your pet and have the pet, scope out things in the yard and that sort of thing. Just sort of a funny little thing. Nothing that one my dad would ever want, but what it was inside was actually a book that he did want, but just a little joke with that. I remember also a time when an uncle of mine bought a flagpole for his parents, my grandparents, one of those that you put on the outside of the house and you can hang decorative flags from them. He didn't want to just give him the pole or wrap it up because, pretty obvious what it is when you wrap it up. So he took a box, put a hole in it, put the flagpole in the box, wrapped up the whole thing with the box and the flagpole sticking out of it, and it looked like he was giving them a snow shovel. This kind of another one of those things that just is different than what you expect. Today, with the feast of Corpus Christi, we celebrate the Eucharist, what God has given us in the Eucharist, body and blood of Christ. And this is one of those things that, again, the outside, all the effects, what we see on the outside, is quite different than what we are actually receiving. Because when you think about it, Eucharist, when we receive it, it looks like just a thin, small wafer, nothing all that spectacular. The liquid tastes, smells just like wine, and not necessarily any very special kind of wine, just a very simple food things. But yet since we were young, we've all learned that this is the body and blood of Christ. So much more than just a simple wafer or a little bit of wine. Philosophers refer to those outside senses, the what it appears to be and look and taste like, refer to them as accidents. They're the things that, we know it's grass because it's green, and that, these different qualities of an object that we sense. It looks, tastes like bread and wine, and yet it is so much more. It is such a deeper thing, and science can't explain this. How is it that it can look like bread and wine and yet be the body and blood of our Savior? A microscope looking at these things would say it's just bread and wine. And yet we believe that it becomes that. And yet there are miracles in which the body, what appears to be bread and wine, has actually turned physically into flesh, actually turned into blood. If you've never taken a look at some of these different Eucharistic miracles, I invite you to to do that. There's all sorts of places you can go on the internet to find images of this. It's quite amazing. The host turning into cardiac muscle in the hands of the priest. Science, again, cannot explain this. It's what we believe, that it is truly the body and blood of Christ. But nothing can explain it. And yet, after I've said this whole thing, that it is so much more than just the bread and wine. So much more than what it looks like. So much more than, you might say, it's we can't just judge a book by its cover, as the old saying goes. It is so much more than what it looks like. Yet there is a very good reason why God wishes for us to receive the Eucharist under the form, under the what looks like to be bread and wine. He wishes for us to be part of a meal. And what happens at a meal? Why do we have a meal? To share it with family and friends, to come together, to have that common meal. We come receiving this bread and wine to become the body, the blood of Christ. We come before this altar, which for a long time before Christianity came around, an altar was a big stone table in which an animal was sacrificed, was slaughtered as a sacrifice before God. Now we no longer have that animal sacrifice, but we still come with the sacrifice to offer our prayer and worship to God. Why do we do this? Out of love for God. Why does God give us the Eucharist? Out of love for us. Why do we come and share a meal? Out of love for those that we're sharing that meal with. God is doing this out of love. Out of a desire for us to love him in return, to come closer to him. This is a truly remarkable gift that God has given us. Let us not take what we have been given for granted. Let us not simply judge a book by its cover. Let us truly rejoice in what we have been given, so that we may worship Christ, worship God, love him as he loves us.